New teachers in Salt Lake County's Jordan School District may be looking at a big jump in salary next year, but that's not the case for some of their more seasoned colleagues. KUER's Lee Hale reports.
The proposed change bumps new teacher salary from $34,000 to $40,000 a year, a significant difference for someone straight out of college. And Vicki Olson, the president of the teachers' union in Jordan, says that's the point. The district needs new teachers. She also hopes college students considering teaching will look at the new salary and say,
"Oh, maybe getting into education isn't so bad after all."
Olson supports the plan, which was introduced by the Jordan School Board and comes with $10 million of new spending money. But while every teacher sees an increase in salary, there's a cost. The year-to-year raises or steps that older teachers rely on won't be as significant. For some mid-career teachers, they're looking at decreases of over $1,000 yearly. Olson understands this can be frustrating.
You look at a new teacher coming in and they're getting a significant bump, and then there are some other teachers who are not getting as much, and they're kind of looking at it going, "Oh, where's my big piece of the pie? I want a bigger piece of pie."
One of those teachers is Steve Haslam, an English teacher at Copper Hills High School in West Jordan. He has a master's degree along with 10 years in the classroom, and this new salary plan has him wondering about the district's priorities.
I don't want to say that they don't value us, but it feels like for the veteran teachers that they don't value us as much.
The Jordan School Board says this is still a work in progress, and the final plan won't be voted on until later this month. Lee Hale, KUER News.